Welcome back. Well, delivering gold will strengthen Royal Bafokeng Platinum's balance sheet and free up cash. The miner will deliver 70% off its gold production to U.S. investment firm Triple Flag in a deal worth 2.1 billion rand, enough to settle its debt with Amplats. Company's CFO, Hanré Rousseau, joins us on the line now with greater perspective on just how much this added liquidity means for the business moving forward. Hanré, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So as I say, you've sold gold by product from your PGM operations to U.S. investment firm Triple Flag for $145 million in cash. What does this mean for the business? How much of a coup is it?
I think, Kalisha, it's critical for our balance sheet to be robust to deliver our strategy. Our key focus at the moment is to ramp up our Styldrift operation. Not only will it produce significant platinum and palladium into quite a strong market, but also will generate more than 3,000 jobs. Key to the balance sheet and key headache that I've got on the balance sheet is that I owe Anglo American $1.8 billion. That is deferred consideration that we bought a third of the joint venture from them. And what this deal enables us to do is to actually pay them back, but also have a little bit of cash extra to continue the growth of our business.
Okay, so let's take a look at how you're looking to tackle this very big headache. Are you planning on sticking to, the tranche payment plan or looking at an outright payment that will see you settle your debt in full and eliminate interest charges of, 12.2%?
That's spot on. So the original plan, the agreement with Anglo, allows us to settle the $1.8 billion in three tranches. But effectively, these tranches would have had to be in shares up front. What it allows us now with the cash raised is to settle the full consideration up front, so no dilution through issuance of more shares, but also we avoid the onerous 12.2% interest charge that gets levied on that outstanding amount.
Okay, so that's the upside, Hanré. There is an element of gold price speculation in the deal, though, where if the gold price was to advance to, let's say, $2,000 an ounce, RB Plat would technically lose on its finance costs, while a pullback in the gold price would see you benefit. Why don't you see the gold price progressing that far? It wasn't too far off $1,500 an ounce a couple months back.
Certainly. So there is an element of gold price that's baked into the pricing of the stream. Certainly gold is a small byproduct of ours. It's only about 3% of our revenue. So investors certainly don't buy Royal Bafokeng for its gold exposure. We retain one third exposure to the gold price, so we're not getting the full future upside or downside of gold away. But I think more importantly is that the fact that it finances the business that grows into what is today very attractive PGM market fundamentals.
Yeah, and I guess, in short, you're monetizing, two-thirds of that 3% revenue base and, like you say, buying you some liquidity where this payment would see you eliminate those interest charges, remove the need to pay Amplats in shares, as you've highlighted as well. To what extent is it shoring up your capacity to become a divvy payer?
Absolutely. I think the key to a dividend payer is the generation of cash flows from your core business. And I think also today we announced our third quarter production report, and I'm proud to report that Styldrift, the mine that we're busy building, is ramping up according to plan. And that's a key part in delivering those cash flows that will support a dividend. Of course, the other part of a dividend is having a robust balance sheet, and the additional cash raised today puts us in a very strong position.
Yeah, let's take a look at how this position is further strengthened moving forward, because what this deal does is show, quite a significant commitment from an international investor in RB Plat. It signals quite a bit of confidence in the business moving forward. What does that stronger balance sheet unleash for you in terms of your business strategy moving forward? And I know you place a lot of emphasis on Styldrift, but what does this actually catalyze?
I think, Alicia, it's quite monumental to actually see such a big investment from a foreign company in a South African business. I think certainly the Minister of Mines and our President has been working hard to promote investment in South Africa. And I think that's a very positive signal and endorsement for us in terms of what we're trying to achieve from our business, but also just to say that South African mining industry is open to investment as well. And I think kind of one lesson to learn there, and certainly Triple Flag did a detailed due diligence of our business, is that business is still open for companies that have quality assets, long life assets, and that can also show that it's doing the right thing through community upliftment and whose heart is in the right place. And I think that's a key part of our strategy. Has always been that RB Plats is its mantra is more than mining. So it's not just about the cash flows. And you would have seen that we've also launched today a triple flag scholarship that will train more than 50 engineers, geologists, and other technical professions over the life of the asset.
Okay, so you've highlighted the positive. Having said all of that, what is the biggest risk RB Plats faces moving forward?
I think it's pretty standard risk of any South African miner. I think the first aspect is regulatory certainty. There are still some outstanding aspects of the mining charter, and I think that certainly has been a key aspect of negotiation also with international capital. I think the labour environment is the other one that is certainly worth highlighting. And I think in that, to manage that risk, one needs to have a strong relationship with your workers and also enable them to have a dignified job in the working environment and dignity in their work.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there. Hanré, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Hanré Rousseau is Chief Financial Officer of Royal Bafokeng Platinum.